Hey, hello, and welcome back. I am Debbie Peterson of Getting to Clarity, and this is another episode of the Getting to Clarity podcast. This is the place where busy leaders who really want to make an impact come to get the tips, tools, and techniques that they need to be able to do that without sacrificing their well-being in the process. And today we are talking about how do you make an impact without the title? It's more or less leading from within. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Getting to Clarity podcast,
the place where busy leaders discover how to create more success in their leadership journey with less sacrifice in their life.
Here's your host, Debbie Peterson of Getting to Clarity.
Okay, so here's where I want to start this week. I want to let you know that the title, your title, isn't what makes you impactful. So think about it. In today's business world, waiting for a title to make an impact is like waiting for all the traffic lights to turn green before you leave on the road trip. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, one, that never happens in my world. And two, some are bound to time out and turn red before you get there. So you take each light as you go. And that is how your opportunity to make an impact happens. Your leadership is the same way. Whether you are leading by virtue of your title, whether you are an aspiring leader, you know, you're going to become a supervisor, get into management, go to the C-suite, or you have a role where you are leading, but you don't have the title. So leadership isn't about the title. It's about influence. You know, yes, there is some authority, but it's if you want to make a difference from wherever you are in the organization, then that is how you share and expand your influence. So for example, imagine you're a project coordinator and maybe you work for a tech company and you're able to drive clients' success by virtue of your skills and your gifts. And maybe you do that without being a senior manager or having some other title that, you know, technically that is what you do. You've got ideas. You're meant to share them. Maybe you're an analyst or something in a financial firm and you come up with a solution to save buku money and that boosts the bottom line. That is leadership and that is making an impact even when you don't have the title. So why does this matter so much? Well, I can tell you that in my leadership trainings that I conduct for my clients, every single cohort, I see people who will actually say to me, I'm just not sure I should be here. You know, I'm not in a leadership role in our organization. I don't have anybody reporting to me. I don't have the title. So I'm really not sure I should be here. And absolutely, they should be there because obviously the organization saw something in them. Otherwise, they wouldn't have said them. But, you know, sometimes they're holding back. They're waiting for someone to give them the nod or start, you know, giving them permission so that they can make the impact that they're really desiring to do. So they think that they need the title or they think that they need a bunch of people reporting to them to start leading, to start making an impact. But that's just not the case. So if you find yourself in this situation, how do you make it happen? That's a great question. So glad you asked. Here are some strategies to do just that. So first, get clear on your aim. And what I mean by that is, what's the big picture for you? Maybe you want to revolutionize customer service in your organization, or maybe you want to lead a green initiative to make your office more sustainable. Whatever it is that lights you up, that's what you want to pay attention to because that's where you have some passion and where you can really make an impact. So getting clear on some directions in your role where you can make an impact, where it would care or matter to you to make an impact. You know, maybe you are you see someplace in your organization where there's an opportunity for something to happen and you making an impact is stepping up and saying, I have an idea and this is how I'd like to help. Second, challenge those limiting beliefs, because oftentimes when we think that we are going to step up and make an impact, so there are limiting beliefs. We all have those pesky thoughts like, oh, I'm too young to lead this, or I need to be in a senior role first, or I need to have all these people reporting to me. I'm really not a leader. So you want to break free, from these thoughts. So you could try affirmations. It might be that there's a YouTube channel or something like that that has affirmations that you can listen to while you get ready in the morning. It could be that you seek feedback from people that matter to you, that there are people in your organization that you trust and you seek feedback from them. Maybe it's finding a mentor who sees your potential. And so different steps and consistent steps in this direction can help you replace those doubts with confidence and more of a can-do attitude. Third, set SMART goals. I'm such a proponent of these, and only because they cause you to get more information out of your head onto a piece of paper or a document where you can do something with that information. SMART goals are your stepping stones to your big aim, where you want to make your impact. So if your aim is to improve team efficiency, then one of your SMART goals might be to reduce meeting times by a certain percentage within the next 3 months. But make sure that you go through the SMART goal format and that each goal is clear, measurable, and time-bound. Fourth, take purposeful action. So I just went away to a workshop and retreat in Hawaii. It was amazing for a number of reasons, but we talked about purposeful action. And here's what I want to say about purposeful action. If something isn't moving you closer to your goals, consider its priority, or I should say, reconsider its priority. Maybe you're bogged down with tasks that really don't align with who you are, what you're about, what your leadership path is, or where you want to make an impact. Well, if they're not aligned, then why are you doing them? They're pulling you away from what matters. So delegate them if possible. Find ways to streamline your workflow so that you are focused on what truly matters. So like in business, focus on activities that add value and drive you forward. Finally, maintain a purposeful focus. This is something else we talked about in our workshop and retreat. Keep your goals front and center. And here's what's critical. Start each day with a reminder of your goals, even your aim goals, your aim direction, and end it with a quick reflection on your progress. So what are the things that you consistently do every day that move you toward who you are, what you're about, and what you're passionate about? What it is that your direction is for where you want to make an impact or in your leadership path, and make sure that you are focused on those things. So putting those things in there to support you, that is purposeful focus. So there you have it. You don't need to have a title to lead, not at all. You just need clarity, a little bit of courage, and a plan of action. So start small, think big, and stay true to your course. Remember, the most impactful leaders are the ones who lead from where they are, with vision, with purpose, and with persistence. So head out there and make an impact, title or not. Until the next time, here is wishing you all the clarity that you deserve so that you can make an impact that you desire. Take care and bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Getting to Clarity podcast with Debbie Peterson.
If you enjoyed this show, please rate and recommend it on iTunes or wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
To learn more about how you can bring Debbie and her transformational clarity leadership strategies to your organization, visit DebbiePetersonSpeaks.com.